He knows words. She works crossword puzzles.
My mind could be a blank. I've had it happen on crossword puzzles before. But it's very, very true.
Mm-hmm. What kind of case was it that you were dealing with?
It was a they were trying to revoke a parole of a boy from up there that had come down here and got caught with 32 pounds of wacky tobacco.
You see what's in the flower pot?
Little frog, let's see, there's that.
Toad.
Toad.
Oh, yeah. Well, these cows fly pretty well.
Okay, see.
Friend across the street loves photography, so he came over and...
Well, he mixes in with that dirt real well.
I didn't mind him in that one, but when he got to a different plant, I took the plant out and him out of the plant.
Right.
Don't know anything about photography. Bill, we have a 35 millimeter, and Bill sets it for me.
Then
I just take it. I never change it, regardless of anything. And I usually come out and take pictures. You know, it's got a little old pocket Instamatic that turns out pretty good.
Well, you say that you were born and raised here in Fayetteville.
I was born in City Hospital. Yes, here in Fayetteville. My folks were living at Prairie Grove at that time. That's approximately 11 miles from here, southwest.
Both your parents were born in Prairie Grove?
No, my mother was born and raised in the Prairie Grove area. Actually, Viney Grove was where she was born. But my father was born in western Tennessee, Brighton.
Brighton. You know what county that's in?
Tipton County, I believe.
Tipton County, yeah, that was the first county that I...
Brighton and Covington are the two little towns.
Right. I interviewed a couple of people in Covington. As a matter of fact, one of the first places I went to this summer.
No, Sam. You can go outside, out back, but not out front.
But they moved to Arkansas when my father was young, in, I'd say, 7 or 8 years old.
And you say Prairie Grove is about how far from here?
About 10, 11 miles south and west, where the Battle of Prairie Grove took place. You know,
I hadn't heard
battlefield
of that. That one. Was that a big one?
Mm-hmm. One of the larger ones.
What did your father do for a living?
My father was a contractor, house mover, heavy hauling. Builder.
Your parents still live?
No. Both of my parents are dead.
What about your mother? Was she a housewife? Or?
She was a housewife. She had taught when she was very young, when you could teach here in Arkansas, you know, you could get a teaching certificate out of high school.
Is that right?
But she also went to a business.
Oh, yeah, she had went to Drawings Business College, I think, at Fort Smith back in 1917, 1918.
So in addition to high school, she attended business college?
Yes, and then took some, I think she told me she took some short courses at the university in summers when she was teaching. But she taught for a very short period of time. After she was married, I don't think she taught at all.
How far along did your father get in school?
My father had only an 8th grade education.
Did he attend school in